Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. May the force be with you. And there's definitely, a disturbance in the force, isn't there, my friends? And somebody who's been reporting on that, who's been doing awesome research on that, is our good friend Holly Wade, the Director of Research and Policy Analysis for the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB.com. Holly Wade, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Holly, folks, is she and our the illustrious and immortal and legendary Dr. Bill Dunkelberg produced the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism every month, which we've been doing every month. We've been covering every month for 20 years now. And it's just a very important report. And Holly, all during what I call the lost decade, from 08 to 16, 07 to 16, the report, the index was languishing in the mid to lower 90s, which was below the 50-year average. But now, for the first time since, I'm going to say, October of 2016, almost 4 years, we're back down below 100, aren't we?
Yeah, no, it's the index took a dive, not surprising. Small businesses out there are struggling. There were a few bright spots, or at least one very large bright spot, but, you know, they're hurting, and sales expectations fell dramatically to historic lows.
Has it ever been at 90? In the 20 years I've been reporting, I don't remember it ever being at 90. Maybe 89 once. I can't remember. What do you think?
In the Great Recession, it did go down into the 80s. It was a bad time for small businesses in 2008,
yeah.
2009,
2010. Yeah, I guess I so do. I think I remember. No, I do remember that now. Yeah.
Yeah, I try to block it out of my memory since it was so terrible.
Yeah, it was.
But unfortunately, we're there back again, and you know things are difficult for the small business sector. Mm-hmm. But they have some. There is some optimism out there when we ask about expected better business conditions in the next 6 months. That improved 24 points. So
wow.
While the immediate situation and for the next few months, small business owners are looking to scale down and reduce business operations, whether it's mandatory or because of scaled back consumer spending. In the next 6 months, many are thinking that things will get back to or at least improve from what they are now, and that's a great sign.
Mm-hmm. Was that the 1 out of 10 indicators that was positive?
That was the 1 out of 10, correct. Yep.
Well,
the bright spot in the report.
Well, but it reflects what I call pathological optimism of small business owners. I mean, we believe that, you know, that, yeah, things may be tough now, but we're going to work out of this. We're going to come out of this. I like to think of us as, I don't know if you ever saw the old cartoons where Sylvester Q Pussycat was the character, and he was always mooching a meal at a restaurant, and whenever they throw him out of a restaurant, he'd say, "I've been thrown out of better places than this." You know, small business owners have been thrown out of better places than this. We've been down, and we've had the world's foot on our neck, and we've gotten up, and we brush it off, and we move on. That's what we do, pathological optimists. What do you think?
I agree. No, I think that is the perfect way to describe it. Or to describe small business owners, the small business sector in general. When things get tough, small business owners are survivalists. They reinvent themselves. They do what they need to do and react accordingly and quickly to their ever-changing economic conditions, and this is an extreme one, certainly. But they're doing what they need to do, and with all of the terrible stories out there, there are so many that are inspiring about what small business owners are doing to adjust to this new kind of COVID reality out there, and you know, trying to make it through this incredibly difficult time. And it's very inspiring to see.
Yeah, there's no question about it. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about the index after the break with our good friend Holly Wade, Director of Research and Policy Analysis at the NFIB. NFIB.com is the website. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Here's Buddy Holly and the Crickets to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.